This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Arts, Sean's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, Scotia Bank, and Tropical Gyros.
Friday, April 21st edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And happy Friday, everybody. And no, I ain't playing no music. I know what language trying to do today, but with all this rain coming down, them songs he's playing, he want nobody going to wake. He don't want nobody going to wake. He want a population increase. That's what he want. But anyway, if you all behave, I may throw one or two in there for you on a Friday. Just if you all behave. I ain't saying I could do it. Okay? All right. So, listen out for your trivia. Let's get that out of the way. Then we got lots to talk. And I'm going to open up the lines as well in a little bit. All right? But I got to get a few things out of the way before I open them up. All right? And the first things first, you know we got to hit you up with that trivia. Make sure you go into the weekend in a good place, in a good space. You know how to get your answers in. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. That's in New Providence. Toll free in Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. That's toll free from Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio. All right, here we go. Here's your trivia. Boy, Let me see how I can do you all today. I don't know if I can make you all think. It's Friday. I don't know where you all at. But we'll see. We shall see. And I don't know. Maybe I should make you work. Because you're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Dunkin' Donuts coupons. KFC coupons. And lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. So yeah, I can make you wake. I can make you wake. This is a good one right here. Wow. Recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women. Survey revealed that 60% do not know this about themselves. What is it that they don't know or can't remember that belongs to them? All right? Recent survey, 100 Bahamians surveyed. 50 men, 50 women. Okay? Survey revealed, all right, that 60% or 60 out of 100 said they cannot or they do not know this or they cannot remember this about themselves. It's something that belongs to them that they can't remember or they don't know straight out. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser you got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Can't remember their baby daddy. Dear God. Naughty yesterday was 420, so don't make the trivia too hard. Man, what? If you participated in 420 day yesterday, you should be wide open today. You should be top of the class. You should be ready to go. Higher learning. Oh, wow. Okay. I can let you all chime in with more of them wrong answers. And while you do that, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Yes, indeed. Okay? And, you know, they're available for you. Top Hill, Maxi Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're available for you. New arrivals in stock right now, so be sure to check them out. And that's across the board. Your casual, your formal, all of your accessories, your suits, all right? Your linen suits as well, all right? Your jackets, your cat, and your blazers as well. So be sure to check them out, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, caller, I see you. I'm coming to you right now. Naughty, the headlines are killing, and more killing. Boy, I tell you, Texas, you read them before me. My God. Tell the caller, I'll be with them in 1 second. But let's jump on in. Let's see what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Apart from murder, killing. Big headline. Monroe defends Bahamian judges. Minister disappointed by Gonsalves criticisms. Listen, I understand you might want to make an expression, but you shouldn't come off highly critical and holier than thou. When I look back in your illustrious career, and boy, I tell you, then you look back over time and you do a little bit of Googling, you could look up and you could say, wow, there's all kind of headlines connected to PM Gonsalves from 2019. Headlines that read, I do not shy away from the rape conversation. So many accusations against PM Gonsalves from 2013. Oh, yeah. A policewoman with claims in that. And there's another controversial headline. St. Vincent PM endorses attack on rape victim. The Times Caribbean Online. So, I mean, don't come off holier than thou when you got them skeletons in your closet, Dr. Gonsalves. That's all I'm saying. And you, Don Skippy, Monroe needs to defend the Bahamian judges. Yes, defend them to the world. And then agitate to make the changes that we need to change here to make us better as a judiciary. But I got to agree with Minister Monroe. I am disappointed by Gonzalez's criticisms. Especially when you say, you know what, remove the beam in your own eye before you cast aspersions on others. So he ain't the most his moral compass. He's no moral authority, okay? But anyway, sometimes you got to strip away the messenger and just look for the message. And if we can't get better in doing what we need to do, then we need to do it. Because I still can't get over how the murderer could get bail, but old boy who steal a can of cream and a can of tuna fish because his family hungry, don't get no bail. How does that work? How, Sway? Let me get this call in real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
I'm just calling on. Is that Elation Day no more?
Hey, who's this? Who's this?
Speech to speech.
Guess what? Hold the line, my brother. You're absolutely correct.
All right.
They can't remember their license plate number. They can't remember to save their life.
Yep.
60% out of 100, 60 out of 100 surveyed said they couldn't remember their license number, couldn't even remember it. Some didn't even know it. Now, I ain't going to ask if you Google it or not. I just can say you part of the 60% that don't remember your license.
I part of 60%. I drive it.
You can look at it when you need to, wait. Pull over and get out and have a look.
I need to. I would never know.
All right, well, I appreciate you calling, man. Hold the line. My producer's going to get all your information. But, yeah, you're hooked up, man, all right? You can come get your prizes on next week, all right?
Thank you.
All right, brother. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. Naughty, I think that St. Vincent PM is 100% right. It's a hard honesty pill for us to swallow, but it's true. We got a broken judicial system. It's a revolving door for criminals. I agree with you there. We have to work on that. But I also like to deal with people when they like to get on a high horse, you know, and cast, you know, come way critical on us. Slow your roll. Mr. PM from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. All right? Make sure your doorstep clean. That's all I'm saying. But yes, we do need to improve it. That we can't run away from that. Yep, murderers are getting bail. And the petty criminal, not that I'm taking up a crime in any which way, but my God, the shoplifter can't get no bail, but the murderer can't. I don't get it. I don't get it. Naughty, first they're killing all the men. I was okay with that because more men go for me, but now they're killing the woman too. Boy, I tell you, Naughty, we lost. Naughty, the PM from St. Vincent wasn't all the way off. He said they were on Mars, and he can't be all of that wrong because it seems like they are. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, Naughty, good afternoon, Mr. Yankee.
What's going on, my brother?
Yeah, the Prime Minister of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I'm not going to shoot him. His message is on cue because it is what we give to the world. If we can have people run around on bail with 6 murder, it is the information that he got. That's why he made those.
And I have no problem with that. I just want him to talk with the same conviction and the same passion about them headlines that, you know, are trailing behind him since 2013. This is a man who has endorsed an attack on a rape victim.
Yeah, okay.
And it's been in the news. So I'm just saying, you know,
I hear you, Alondo. I hear you, and that you were so right about that. But like I said, there's messages on cue because we need to do something about our judiciary in terms of, are they going to follow the Constitution? Because our judiciary is violating the Constitution.
Listen,
no one should be granted bail for under 2 years because the Constitution is clear about that.
I said earlier, I don't know if you heard it, I said sometimes you got to strip away.
I don't know what Mr. Monroe is running on with because he's been a defense lawyer for all those years. And he knows full well that the judges are violating the Constitution.
Some say,
the supreme law of the land. If they're not going to uphold the Constitution, then they shouldn't sit in judgment. I'm serious about that.
But check this out.
Apology.
Some say that he's still a defense lawyer. He's still a defense
lawyer. All right, my brother.
Nah, but here's my point. I get the message from the St. Vincent Prime Minister. And the message is, you know, we need to hear that. And we need to do better. But sometimes you got to strip yourself away from the messenger and just focus on the message, like I said earlier. But you know me, I'm the kind of person, man, okay, we'll work on our judiciary. Why don't you work on your stance on rape?
I'm either, if you live in Glass,
House, you shouldn't throw no stone. You talking about our moral compasses and our judiciary when it comes to murderers getting bailed. Where's your moral compass on rape? That's all I'm saying.
And they are both heinous crimes.
And we both suffer from it here in the Bahamas. And we need to address it more, because the biggest thing that's not being said right now that's really galling me is we've had several heinous incidents of violence against women, and we have heard nothing from the sitting MPs, the female sitting MPs of this administration, nor their male counterparts, nor the senators. Nothing. And that speaks volumes.
What I have a problem with is that I try to figure out, we haven't heard anything from the church on this. You know, they're supposed to be the moral compass. They're complete silence.
You jumped on it before I did, because I said next in line right after that, we heard nothing from the church.
It is pathetic that we are, based on our constitution, the preamble of our constitution, that we are country fund and Christian principle, and those persons who are supposed to be the moral gatekeeper of this country is completely silent. And so, you know, you often wonder.
I know. I mean, it's like, and you know, it galls me, Mr. Yankee, we part of the problem because we keep electing the same individuals that keep doing this to us every 5 years. So we must like it. We must have some sort of Stockholm syndrome, like we're in love with our captors, you know, like Patty Hearst was. Because, I mean, we control the power to make the change, and I think we still need to start looking at that seriously about making changes.
Yeah, because we always say we're a country of law. Well, follow the law. That's what's important. And I and the judiciary is not above the criticism. They're going to be criticized.
Correct.
They've got to get their priorities straight.
And
uphold the law. If not, resign or move yourself from standing in judgment.
I got you. Hey, we on the same page, Mr. Yankee, not just on the baseball field. We are politically on the same page, too. I agree with what you're saying. We need to do better.
Yes, sir. All right, take care, man.
Enjoy your weekend, man. Yankees got some good games coming up. Enjoy them, man.
Yeah, I can be watching.
Naughty. Let me go to test lines. Naughty. Fred Mitchell got the PLP MPs under control. They can't speak because they're afraid of him. Well, get rid of him. Unleash the muzzle, because he's a septuagenarian politician. The shelf life has run out. I mean, what does he really bring to the table? A lot of pomp and circumstance and fluffery, but anything of substance? No. We know what we're getting when we see that movie. All right? So maybe it's time to change that so people won't be scared, and maybe they'll speak up and do what they're supposed to do. Represent their constituents and represent this country and speak up to get us in a better position. My God. All them female MPs in this administration, none of them couldn't tell Mr. Mitchell, according to New Texas, sit small. We need to talk about this. Girls having a conversation. This is a real woman's conversation. Anyway. I digress. What else? Naughty, good afternoon, Naughty. I do enjoy your show. A question. I want to ask, if a woman reports a rape case to the police, wouldn't they question the alleged person who's accused of rape, or would they have to investigate them first? Just want to know. Well, that ties into the rules of, there are rules for some, rules for me and rules for thee. All right, well, there's obviously rules for this administration, and then there's a different set of rules for you and I. Because you and I would then get snatched up and hauled before the courts long time. Long, long time. So that's a very good question, Texter. That is a very, very, very good question. As a matter of fact, Mr. Producer, double check. I just sent you something. I need you to... While you pull that up, let me take these other texts. Naughty, what happened to Big Mouth? Oh, Lord. What happened to Senator Lyons and the others? Very good question. Why is there mum's the word? Why nothing from the AG? Why nothing from the Minister of National Security? I mean, you had, in all fairness, you had MP Campbell from Centerville speak out and say people needed to cooperate with the police more, especially after the double murder. But that was about it. And that was minimal. But nonetheless, Where's the voice? Where's the voice from female politicians who have a seat of power right now? Why is there a muzzle? Why is there such silence? Anyway, before I get to the phone call, let's go to this clip from the leader of the opposition in the House of Assembly, Mr. Michael Pinto. I think he's addressing that whole scenario when it comes to rules and how it plays out. Because obviously there's one set of rules for this administration and others for the citizenry, you and I, the voter. You got that ready, Mr. Producer? So let's have a listen to that.
On. As we discuss the law reform and revision bill, I can't help but remind the Bahamian people, as I've said before, there is one rule for members of the Progressive Liberal Party and their friends and their allies, and there is a different rule for their political opponents and other Bahamians.
Don't get distracted.
Their focus when it comes to investigations by any means necessary, when they have persons in their crosshair who they wish to pursue and to prosecute. And sometimes the investigation is done within the context of ministries or other organs of the government or uniformed branches that report to government. However, when members of their team, have issues, they are slow to act, slow to investigate, and they work diligently, in my estimation, to ensure that some matters never see the light of day.
Very sad, but it seems very true. Because this type of behavior is synonymous with this administration. If you look at prior incarnations of this administration, they've done the same thing before. A leopard does not change its spots. Carl, I'm coming to you right now. Let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, all it does is show how politically biased the female politicians are. They find their voice in when it's convenient for them or at election time to try to keep their seat. Naughty, I agree. Still no word from the female members of parliament, the PM, or the PM's wife. What happened to office of the spouse in all of this? Also, Naughty, the church is in the business of money and in the pockets of politicians. I agree. Pintard is correct. I agree with Mr. Pintard's sentiments. Texas boy, y'all chiming in today. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, GNN. What's happening, Naughty?
What's up, GNN? What's going on? You all right?
So-so. Me and you can deal in a minute.
I can call you in a minute so I can make sure I get you your things, man.
I can deal with you in a minute. Listen. What I'm trying to figure out, Naughty, the Bahamian people, I agree with the citizen Grenady, right? Because there's no honor among these.
That's what I was trying to say. You call us crooked first, but you crooked too.
He called us crooked before we get there. I call him crooked.
I was just trying to fire one back. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, he read that one, right? But I listened to Dr. Minna. I think I need to start drinking again. I need to call back.
Stop.
And try
stop.
To get a couple of your brown
stop.
Bottle.
Man. Stop. Let me get you some Jack Daniels or something. My God. Stop. If you say, yeah, you say stop. Stop. I think an aristocrat and a doctrine thing, and I want you to go that road.
Because I listen to Minutes, right? And Minutes called, or they're the first thing Minutes to tell the world. He ran in a corrupt nation. You remember that, buddy?
He couldn't get out of there. The first thing he said to the world
said. That's the first thing he do on the world said. My nation corrupt. The first thing he do before that was he tells a government house that any of his ministers corrupt, he can deal with them. And if I remember correctly, when Anisha Roll was in trouble, he ordered Roshade to talk to investigation.
I remember that too. That was one in the dailies. But I mean, he won't talk about no corruption. I mean, look in the wake what's been left from his administration. We've got some corruption cases. We can't run from
it. You understand what I'm talking about? Many dudes live and then that, even worse, if they thought I'd resign for the might have plucked for my
Hold on, stop. Now, in all fairness, Listen, I thought in a murder plot foolishness because, listen, Kurt Smith was right up there breaking out Fred Smith back windshield, all up in that. All right, all the video there to see. All right, Thief Thief from Thief God's Mark. It's the same way Nygaard and all the atrocities and the scandal didn't stick on Mr. Davis when he was running the last go round. You think this foolishness can stick on Pinto at this lap? Ain't nobody into that. Ain't nobody into that story. They know the story. They know how it can come out.
You know something?
But at least he had the backbone and the bollocks to resign. Unlike some other people, they don't move.
Well, that's true.
But so on backbone and bollocks, I got to give him credit.
It got to be something in our food because the Hammond people can't remember nothing. We can't remember something.
That's why you have individuals like me right here to document it and reach in the file and say, there it is.
In the media,
you could go right back and debunk some of the foolishness that you hear.
Jesus Lord. And the thing about it is, the people were fighting with the Bahamians, and they want nothing to do with them. But now listen, buddy.
Go ahead.
You was the best, but I got to jump on you a little bit, right?
Stop it.
Does Kentucky realize that since they've been getting out them $4.50 cards, that thing is going up?
But they ain't $4.50.
It's $4.50.
But you complaining how many you get.
I didn't get one.
See, that's what be going wrong. I tell them, give you three. You's my boy.
Yeah, because I was saying, if I had to fight that topic and all that rain and hike and ride,
no,
they put $10 gas in the woman card. It can't even get that.
They get
and
you.
I come up with $4.50.
Let me tell you what they get you. They get you the $5 genius fill up, all right? So you get your thigh or your leg, your fries, and your drink with that card.
I'm appreciative.
Or you could pull them together, you know what I mean?
I'm appreciative.
You got a bigger appetite, and then go get you maybe like that five piece for two.
I appreciate it, but my Kentucky got to up that deal, man. Them good tasting chicken. I had to put more of it that $4.
Well, you got to put something with it, though. I mean, that's a starter. That's a foundation.
$4.50?
Man, you got to
at least put VAT, man. Put the VAT back on it. You know what I mean?
All right.
But anyway, I called you to tell you I got it.
And come back for your next two next week so I can make sure you're decent. You're solid.
No, man. I want to answer one question, but I just asked some good questions, man. But, buddy, in this country, we got to do better, man. But not even really got to do better, man. You know what I mean?
Text to say, tell your caller minutes didn't lie. This is a corrupt nation. Did not call a read their lines this morning. Get on news. Right, have a great weekend, brother. Be safe in your talk.
All right,
Mr. Producer, let's get to this next caller. Talking to us, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
My brother, Naughty. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Boy, right here. Naughty, previous caller, you know, he was spot on. The thing that baffles me the most, and you guys have already, beat the horse. The horse ain't dead yet, but it's a lot more beating to come. Where are all of these advocate agencies that, when anybody else has started their so-called political operations, have the most to say? You know, this case pertaining to this MP and this allegation with this MP, and I'm just going to say allegation because I haven't heard whether this thing is totally or factually true. But I'm going to use the word alleged here. You know, where are their voices? You know, with all of this stuff going on against females and children in this country, they are the loudest mouths. Where are their mouths now? You know the biasness is what kills us as a people.
When you got the chairman of that administration saying silence is golden, obviously that's a coded message, right?
Okay. You know, I mean, the biasness is sickening. You know, if you're going to stand up for a cause, regardless of who is involved, whether it's your people, other people, my people, or whoever, the cause is the cause. You stand up and you let your voice be heard. You know, that's when people are really going to take you serious for the mission that you're on. Right now, as it stands, they have done a service to all of them talking that they have been doing because you can't hear their mouths. Okay? Lastly here, you know, Michael Pintard, the Honorable Michael Pintard, what he did as a pertains to the case when he bowed out, he resigned. That is one of the things that I would term as honorable. When you carry that word honorable behind your name, you do things like that. In the United States, many of those persons, when caught up in allegations of misconduct or salacious affairs or whatever, what do? To save nation, to save their party, they step down. There's, that honor is not here in the Bahamas. There are so many allegations that have swirled between these two major political parties, but yet they have the notion and the gall to continue pointing fingers at each other when members of the of their own caucus have been caught up in scandals, have been caught up in stuff, and they refuse to stand down or step aside. I mean, what kind of society is this? You know, you talk about corruption? Corruption is real in this country. Don't let nobody fool you. And Dr. Minnis, as far as Dr. Minnis is concerned, he did not even have to go on the world stage to say that, because people around the world who do business in this country
already know
the people that we are corrupt. Okay? So let's stop being the proverbial ostrich by trying to stick our heads in the sand pretending as if everything is fine and rosy in this country and call it for what it is. I think now, in closing, we really need to expose some of these people who are involved in these allegations and call them out boldly. You know, screw the potential of being sued and all that stuff. If you got enough proof, whether it's sufficient to go in the court or not, to call them out by name, call them by name. Maybe the name and shame does work in some cases. Thanks for taking my call.
As always, a pleasure, Jeff. Have a good weekend, man. All right, man, a couple of things before we wrap this up. Like I said, one dead, another critical after latest shootings, all right? Murder victim was passionate about youth work. A very sad situation. My thoughts and prayers go out to that family, to the young lady who was identified in the canal, South Beach Canal. A horrific situation. And we still got all of this to deal with, and it's all tying back to the same kind of thing. And nothing's being said. And we do have a crime crisis. We do have a crime problem. And we need to address it. And if you're going to come in airbagging on it, on the campaign trail, then be about it when you get elected. All right? That's a wrap right there on your headliners. So I brought you, of course, by Fine Threats and The Buzz. Brought to you by John Shoes. Flip side of the break. Check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Brought to you by KFC Nassau. Slide in my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And we'll get you to the 5 o'clock hour and the news. Keep it right where you got it. The Friday, April 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'm out hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
The Friday, April 21st edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And right now, let me get up into the global warming. We've seen up the planet in 60 seconds. And that's all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, make our KFC Nassau part of your weekend. Let them do the cooking for you this weekend. From their kitchen to yours, it's always finger-licking good. Make sure you get some original. That's what I'm talking about. Be sure to rock the vote for original as well. All right, vote.kfcnassau.com. That's vote.kfcnassau.com. Rock the boat for the original. All right, rock the boat for the spicy if that's what you roll with. There's really no loser. Everybody's a winner. All right? But we know. We're just proving a point here. You know who run the road. Original. All right? Vote.kfcnassau.com. Rock the boat for the original. All right? All right, here we go. Let's jump on in. This is what we're working with today. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, like I said. All charges have been dropped against Alec Baldwin in a fatal onset rush shooting. He was charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Meanwhile, production on the film Rush resumed yesterday in Montana. Russia has debuted the first feature film actually shot in outer space. The challenge is about a surgeon dispatched to the International Space Station to save an injured cosmonaut. They say that President Biden will announce his re-election bid next week. Oh, God. The jokes keep rolling in. Comedy manna from comedy heaven. Thank you, God. Less than 2 weeks after his damaged right leg forced him to withdraw from the Masters before the end of the third round, Tiger Woods underwent surgery on his right ankle Wednesday. In the UK, a leading adult toy company has revealed that Princess Diana, Kate Middleton, and Meghan Markle are among their top celebrity sex doll requests. Oh, I thought it was kids. Oh, God. Look where people's minds are at. They got issues across the pond. They got issues. The giant SpaceX rocket made it off the launch pad yesterday, but shortly afterwards, it exploded. Yep. This is crazy. A North Carolina man allegedly shot a 6-year-old girl, her parents, and an additional neighbor after a basketball rolled into his yard. Dear God. Otis Redding III, who was just 3 years old when his soul legend father Otis Redding died in a plane crash at the age of 67, passed away on Tuesday following a battle with cancer. And that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's a wrap right there on the global warming machine of the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, don't forget, you got to, as I slide in my Dunkin' during this coffee break, you know they got the coffees going on for you, hot or cold, all right? But listen. Month of April, still got a couple of days left. Get that blue donut, support Autism Awareness Month with the Seahorse Institute and Dunkin' Donuts. And of course, you know, when you do all of that, if you want that breakfast sandwich, oh, the glazed donut breakfast sandwich is back. Oh, you got the egg, you got the bacon, all right, you got the glazed donut, you got the sweet and the salty going on. It is all good. All that goodness waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brenner Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Let me get a couple more of these texts in before I get to the break. I got 1 or 2 more minutes. Let me slide 1 or 2 in there. Naughty, tell the female MPs, and the MPs in general from this administration, when they do decide what to say, it's because you and others keep their lack of response in the headlines daily. So, yeah, but this lingering on, man. Y'all really fired up on this one. Real stuff. Real talk. And y'all sending me the pictures of Nygaard Key getting demolished. Okay. So now that gets demolished, but what are we going to do with that? Isn't there some land we need to reclaim that he took illegally, allegedly under the last administration, prior to the last administration? So we need to get that back. And then what are we going to do with that property? Are we reclaiming it? Eminent domain? I mean, we could do something with that. Anyway, I digress. Last texter real quick before we get it in. Naughty, that alleged rape victim will have to go to the international media for help. I don't think they're going to get anything here. Yeah, I know. Texter, Naughty Fred Smith, I finally got that one to come down. You got to give Fred Smith credit for that. KC Fred Smith, that's who you're referring to? Yeah, you got to make sure I call him KC. Naughty, I knew SpaceX would fail. Why do you think America never went back to the moon? There's a dome above us. There is no outer space, believe it or not. Do 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 do. So you mean to tell me that when they walked on the moon, you also believe that that was filmed in a studio? Are you trying to text to hit me back? I need to. Naughty, that's hope they're not trying to cover up anything by destroying Nygaard Key. Very interesting point right there. Boy, we got to pick up those points on Monday because it's that time. Mr. Producer, give me the sign. We got to get to the break. We got to get to the news. And right after the news, we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour and we'll be talking sports. And I'm flying solo today. Purdy got a big time engagement, big function. Purdy ran black tie today, Mr. Producer. He said, you sent us a picture. I say, keep it. Send us a plate. Let's get to the break.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different. Uh-huh.
People, what you wanting?
We want love the government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Shed a
load. We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games. We making dreams come true. Play with Island Games. We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
It's
Talking Heads with Marty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, Scotiabank, and Tropical Gyros.
Friday, April 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right now. 5:10 p.m. is the time. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, and you know we're talking sports. So we got to set it off like I do each and every Friday with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, happy hour at Naughty Johnny's every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Great highball specials, great cocktails going on, and, of course, great food specials. So be sure to check them out. Give them a call, 377-7776. See what they got going on for you tonight. Always worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. And don't forget, on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Naughty Johnny's. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right? All right. Nah, but y'all texting me. Y'all, woo. Texter, who just texted me regarding a certain parking lot. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt over and repeated, and I'll do it again. Thank you for the heads up. We agree on that. But I ain't going to put it all out there. But, yeah, that parking lot needs to be adjusted. I agree. All right. So on this day in sports history, April 21st, 1969, Japanese marathon runner Yoshihaki Unetani won the Boston Marathon. 1,152 had entered the race, participant-wise. 1970, sportscaster Kurt Gowdy became the first sports broadcaster to receive the George Foster Peabody Award for achievement in radio and television excellence. 1980, Rosie Ruiz won the Boston Marathon when she crossed the finish line in a record time of 2 hours, 31 minutes, and 56 seconds. After an investigation, she was stripped of the honor when evidence showed that she had not run the entire race. 1984, David Palmer of the Montreal Expos pitched the fourth short-end perfect game in Major League Baseball history. The game was called due to rain. After 5 minutes, Palmer had made 57 pitches. Sports quote of the day, in Cleveland, pennant fever usually ends up being just a 48-hour virus. Frank Robbins, former Cleveland Indians manager. You can say that about a lot of Major League Baseball teams nowadays. 48 hours, day in it, to the first two or three games of the season played, then they're out. All right, let's slide into the local sports scene. All right, the home court, who are us making headlines on the local sports scene. And start with volleyball. Isaacs and Stuart on the beach volleyball tour. Duo looking to move up the regional and world rankings, ready for beach volleyball action. That's Bahamian's Eugene Stuart. All right. And John Isaacs. So let's keep an eye on those. And I see how they do. I think they should do very well, considering they got a great training base right here year-round. And to play on that tournament anywhere in the world, you're playing on sand. Or you playing in, you know, that's how I'm quite advantage. Be used to the sand. So I'm looking forward to these guys doing their thing, being very supportive of them as well. Johnson braves the cold and runs in Antarctica. Bahamian veteran marathon runner Charles Johnson recently ran a marathon in Antarctica. Checking that continent off his list, he is set out to run on all seven continents. Go, Charles, go. Always a pleasure to see you doing your marathons and taking the 242 to the world. And you soon get all those continents down, man. Good stuff. Good stuff, Charles. Bahamian jumpers hauling the ribbons at Ocala Spring Classic. Amber Leader, my God. I know when that child was born. Grew up with a daddy, Stephen Leader. Went to school with a mommy, Patrice. My goodness. Good stuff. But listen, I don't feel old when I see my peers, you know. I feel old when I see your children. That's when I feel old. My God. But Amber Leader and DSP Collins, owned by Peacock Ridge LLC, were reserve champions in the 1.0-meter child-adult jumper division. And Katrina Coelho and Manhattan, owned by Hazelbrook Farms, had a 5 clear rounds over the course of the weekend. So there you go. Good stuff. Excellent stuff. And that sport of equestrianism is not an easy sport at all. And the National Family Island Regatta is back. After a 4-year hiatus due to the threat of COVID-19 pandemic, the National Family Island Regatta is back, taking place in picturesque Raleigh Grays Harbor in Georgetown, Exuma. And let me tell you, Anthony, Exuma is packed. If you're looking for people, they're done in Exuma already. I had a traffic jam all on the main road in Exuma. Things good. So if people be like not answering their phone or whatever, or they tell you they sick from work, they're in Exuma. In Exuma. There you go. All right. So that's a wrap right there. On the local scene, most of the sporting disciplines getting back off the Easter break. All right? So we'll be able to report more on baseball and softball and soccer. Starting next week. Let's get some results in this week. All right, so let's slide international now. Who's in and who's out? All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Big up to Chef Comer and the crew. Be sure to check them out. The flagship store, Mackie and Rosetta. They're still open until 6. All right? And then, of course, you know, you got the newest location out there in the West, JFK R&D Plaza. They're open until 7. So get your gyros on, man, all weekend long. And listen, nothing go better with NBA playoffs than some tropical gyros. My God. Yes, indeed. You got a little variety, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, definitely. So let's check out some headlines from the international, you know, sports arenas. All right. Bryce Harper could return in May. He's been injured for the Philadelphia Phillies. So we'll keep an eye on that. Also, the Raptors firing head coach Nick Nurse, which kind of surprised me. Didn't he win a title with them a couple of years ago? So, I mean, I guess it wasn't working out. And you got some big news out of the NBA as well. Embiid and Harden won't be suspended. All right? There was a lot of talk out of that game last night with the 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets. And an NBA spokesperson confirmed to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski on Friday that neither Philadelphia 76ers superstar center Joel Embiid nor guard James Harden will be suspended or fined for fouls committed during Game 3 of their first-round playoff series against the Brooklyn Nets on Thursday. Harden was ejected during the third quarter of the game when the Nets forward Royce O'Neal in the groin while attempting to drive to the hoop. While Embiid was not ejected, he was called for a flagrant 1 foul for kicking Nets center Nick Claxton during the first quarter, also in the Nether regions. after stepping over him. The Sixers went on to win the game 102-97, giving them a 3-0 series lead over Brooklyn. There was some uncertainty coming out of Thursday's game regarding how the league would handle Embiid and Harding on the heels of some well-publicized controversy in the Golden State Warriors and Sacramento Kings series. Well, I think they're holding it each, keeping each in their own lane. They're dealing with Golden State with a certain whipping stick, and they're dealing with this, obviously, with a certain whipping stick. Texas already chiming in. Naughty Embiid should be suspended. He tends to overreact a lot. He does. But the league feels he shouldn't be suspended, so they will ride it out. Now, I'm sure folks in Golden State will be making some noise over this. How come Draymond got suspended and these don't get suspended? Very interesting scenario. Very, very interesting. So we'll see how it pans out. As a matter of fact, we can go to Rich Eisen real quick and get his breakdown on it from yesterday. Because as you know, a lot of people were talking about it. And the NBA has built up this reputation for suspensions. So, and Harden, no suspension either. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe, you know, you hit them in the nether regions, that might be a suspension, but no suspension whatsoever in this regard. And again, it's going to have a lot of back and forth on social media and in the public domain. Because if I'm Golden State, I'm like, okay, Draymond gets suspended for that, and you got two dudes kicking people in the ding-ding and stepping on them, and they don't get suspended. How, Sway? How does it work? Anyway, let's go to Rich Eisen real quick and get his breakdown and his take on it, all right? And nobody's happy. All right, you got issues with the Nets being upset, the Sixers being upset, Golden State, I know, is upset. Anyway, Mr. Producer, we got it lined up. Let's go to Rich Eisen right now and his take on yesterday's Sixers-Nets game and the fallout there is on lack of suspensions and so on and so forth.
Do you know somebody in Philadelphia roots for the Sixers and the Clippers? Because I've been around Los Angeles. You're the only Sixer Clipper fan I know, period. I mean, and you're one of one. You're one of one, sir. You're a unicorn.
That's how I like to go through my life, Rich.
You're a unicorn.
I want to be like everybody else.
You're a unicorn. Man. So your night began with Joel Embiid should have gotten ejected, didn't. Well, and then James Harden got ejected and shouldn't have.
That was awful.
So you got that working. As the Brooklyn Nets put the scare in the Sixers, Tyrese Maxey's a very talented basketball player. And Embiid with a huge defensive stop. And despite, I mean, if I told you going to that game, 5 of 13, 14 and 10 would be his stat line, you'd go, uh-oh.
We might be in trouble.
Correct. And 102-97 is the final score. And the Sixers are up 3-0. That's your ultimate headline. But boy, is there a lot in the copy. A lot in the copy. And I guess, you know, interestingly enough, Ty Lue, being the other coach of your favorite double dip right there, he was the first guy to get famously stepped over in a playoff game, and he didn't do anything to Allen Iverson. But we saw somebody step over a Sixer last night, and Embiid flipped his leg straight up. And let me tell you this, if Draymond Green had done that, he might have been arrested. But Embiid didn't get ejected.
Perception and...
Well, and
Embiid also missed.
How do you miss with such a huge leg, too?
Not sure.
Because he wasn't really trying to... He was just trying to get him over top of him.
He does not get ejected, and Harden gets ejected later on.
That was so whack,
unreal, man.
Is that the worst ejection in the history of the NBA playoffs?
Oh.
It might have to. I mean,
I'm serious.
You might be right.
Not remembering every ejection from every NBA playoffs,
but
I can
still
say... Of all the bad ejections, this was the latest one.
It's terrible.
It was the latest
one. Terrible.
And Harden, after the game, had this to say, and I don't blame a word out of his mouth, out of the beard. I don't blame a word that came out of a mouth that you probably couldn't see because it was surrounded by such facial hair. Here was Harden.
Unacceptable. Like, unacceptable flagrant, too. Like, the first time I've been ejected, I'm not labeled as a dirty player. You know what I mean? I didn't hit him in a private area, somebody's draped on you like that defensively. It's just a natural basketball reaction. And I didn't hit him enough, hard enough for him to fall down like that. But for a flagrant two, it's unacceptable. Like, this is a playoff game. You've seen around the league things that are much more worse than what that play was. Honestly, I don't even think it was a foul on me, but yeah, that's unacceptable. That can't happen, bro.
You don't believe anything he said?
I said every word out of his mouth is.
Oh, I missed
the truth.
Said you couldn't see his mouth.
You just couldn't see his
mouth. I was like, whoa, wait a second.
Every word he said is true. Every word he said is true. I mean, look, the league's got it. I mean, I think, does every league have officiating problems? Because everyone has 4K television sets and you can see everything and you could actually rewind things yourself or you could see it in the palm of your hand and we're seeing, you know, as soon as it's happening, it's right there in your
own. Yeah, and the problem too is, Rich, it's happening so fast. It's happening. Just look at the Draymond Green and Sabonis situation. That was a quarter of a second incident. And that we have the slow-mo and the 4K, 8K, and you can parse it down and see every last frame of what happened. But that's not how it happened in real time. And I think that's a huge issue now.
Royce O'Neal flopped. I mean, there's no other way to put it, didn't he?
I think so.
And by the way, the private area that he said he didn't hit him in, it's not like it was behind piping and drapes, you know? That's not the private area he's referring to. Like, we didn't go somewhere that out of the public
view. You can see it on replay.
My team video shop is
didn't hit him where the referee said that he hit them.
Come on, man.
So what are we doing?
That's the problem right there, Chris. The fact that they're going back, reviewing this stuff, looking at it.
And still getting it wrong.
Like, I can understand you're right. It's going so fast, but.
Hey, at least for you, your Sixers won and they're up 3-0 and this thing should be a wrap at some point in time. Yeah. So, but. NBA's got themselves an officiating problem, I would think. Nobody's happy. It's unbelievable. Like, literally nobody's happy.
Yeah.
Even the team that's up 3-0 is saying, that sucked. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.
There you have it, man, from Rich Eisen. You know, a lot of people, much to do about nothing, in my opinion. I think they just need to wrap this series up. Don't let this series linger on anymore. It's obvious the Sixers are the better team and are going to get this done. Let's get them out of there and on to the next round and let Brooklyn get back to doing what Brooklyn is trying to do. I guess rebuild after the post, you know, Kyrie and KD trades and Ben Simmons being stuck there. So we'll see where they go in the offseason. But let's get them into that offseason. Let them working on getting better and let the Sixers continue to play without distractions. All right, let's take that first break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break. We'll be back. You know, dealing with who's in and who's out. We're going to go to the NFL. Got some breaking news out of the NFL. Some suspensions for gambling. 4 Detroit Lions players suspended. We'll talk about that. And we got a possible big DeAndre Hopkins trade in the works, in the making. All right, we'll address that on the flip side of the break as we continue to talk sports right here on Talking Heads. The Friday, April 21st edition continues right after this.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice.
Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, motor hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy come lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
Jet off to the basketball playoffs with your Scotiabank credit card. You could be courtside in the middle of the action with an all-expenses-paid trip, plus airfare, spending money, and accommodations to the next basketball playoffs. Just apply for any Scotia credit card. Spend $120 or more on a purchase, or use our Scotia Select Pay installment plan to win a slam-dunk trip to the next basketball playoffs, courtesy of your Scotia credit card. Visit bs.scotiabank.com for more information.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Friday, April 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right now. On the flip side, I said we're going to, you know, come into the break. We're going to talk NFL now. We got a couple of things we need to talk about out of the NFL. All right. First and foremost, big news today. All right. Out of Detroit, especially, but not just Detroit. Four players have been suspended. All right. Five players in general. Four from the Detroit Lions have been suspended for the league's gambling policy. Four Detroit Lions out of the five were suspended. Jameson Williams, Quintez Cephas, Stanley Berryhill, and safety C.J. Moore, along with Washington Commanders defensive end Shaka Tony. Williams and Berryhill received six-game suspensions. Cephas, Moore, and Tony were all suspended indefinitely and can apply for reinstatement after the 2023 season. The NFL later confirmed the suspensions. A league review uncovered no evidence indicating any inside information was used or that any game was compromised in any way. The gambling policy prohibits anyone in the NFL from engaging in any form of gambling in any club or league facility or venue, including the practice facility, as per the league. The Lions announced on Friday they had released Cephas and Moore following their suspensions. All right, let's go to ESPN for an update on this now. And the Lions making good moves in the offseason. A lot of teams looking at them as a Cinderella, as a young team, and somebody that you could get behind and cheer for with a lot of young talent. And now they have this blemish. All right, let's see how Coach Dan Campbell handles this moving forward. But right now, here's the latest on the NFL suspensions of five players for gambling.
Four Detroit Lions players, including former first-round pick Jameson Williams, have been suspended for violating the NFL's gambling policy. A Commanders player, Shaka Tony, also has been suspended for the same violations. A league investigation finding that Williams, along with wide receiver Stanley Berryhill, are suspended for six games each for gambling at the Lions facility, but not on NFL games. The other two players, Quintez Cephas and safety C.J. Moore, have been suspended indefinitely and will be released from the Lions for gambling on NFL games. Our Dan Graziano joining us now. Dan, what more can you tell us about this story?
Yeah, look, I mean, the difference between the suspensions is spelled out in the NFL's gambling policy. They found that the two players, the three players that are suspended indefinitely, they found that they bet on NFL games, strictly prohibited under the NFL's gambling policy for everyone in the entire league, players, anybody who works in the league, et cetera.
How did all this come to light, Dan?
Well, the NFL has a number of ways of investigating these things. There are monitoring services that the NFL uses that will alert them to potentially potentially nefarious activity that runs afoul of their policies. They can tell where the bets were placed, where you were when you use, even if you bet it from your cell phone. And there are monitoring agencies that will flag certain things and alert the NFL to, hey, this looks like it might be one of your players or someone in the team front office, et cetera. So in terms of specifically how this came to light, this is all still coming out. We're working on finding that out. But in general, the NFL has, again, professional monitoring services to try and help them make sure that they catch this activity as much as they can.
Dan Graziano following the story with the very latest. Dan, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for watching ESPN on YouTube.
And there you have it. I mean, That is now getting in to maybe that we have a problem in the NFL. And maybe it's been lingering for a while. It's been kept in the dark, and now it's coming to light. Considering Calvin Ridley spent a ton of his personal money gambling on football, did a year suspension, and now, you know, it's been reinstated into the league now with Jacksonville, from Atlanta to Jacksonville. So we'll see how he tries to resurrect his career. But I think they first came to light with his scenario last year. And now, five players, four from one team. What's going on? I mean, obviously, with you know, things readily available at your fingertips and the magnitude of sports betting, people are gonna try their hand. Try their hand. Now, I don't agree with it. I think there needs to be some clarification there, because you don't want sports being compromised. Point shaving, throwing games, you don't want to go through that. But at the same time, you're going to have to look at it that it is a necessary evil that's out there. That's an unnecessary evil that's out there that rears its head. Another distraction for these young players. Come on, I mean, you if you used to play it in college for a couple of dollars and now you're making millions, you can play it for more. And then the game gets compromised and young careers get cut in half. So the NFL really needs to nip this in the bud and address it now and be proactive rather than reactive. Mr. Producer, did we take the first break yet or no? We did? Okay, good. So we didn't got one more. That's cool. All right. So let's continue with that news out of the NFL. Some more news out of the NFL. The Falcons have released veteran cornerback Hayward after 1 year. That's Casey Hayward. And remember, he came over last season as a free agent. And the Falcons are moving on from veteran cornerback Casey Hayward after just one season. Atlanta announced on Friday that it released Hayward less than a week before the start of the 2023 NFL. Hayward's departure was preceded by the additions of defensive backs Jeff Okuda via trade with the Browns. Jesse Bates is a free agent from Cincinnati, and Mike Hughes via free agency as well. Now, he's due $5 million in 2023, and none of it's guaranteed. And Hayward was instead pushed out of the Atlanta defensive backfield by a youth movement. Now, he's entering his 12th season. He's 33, and now he's going to be looking for his fifth professional franchise. He was drafted by the Green Bay Packers in the second round of the 2012 draft. Hayward left for the Chargers in 2016, spending five seasons with the club in San Diego and Los Angeles, and earning two Pro Bowl nods. He spent the 2021 season with the Raiders before signing a two-year deal with Atlanta last season. In 2022, Hayward started all six of his games, played for the Falcons across from stud corner A.J. Terrell, logging 17 combined tackles, three passes defended, and an interception. But the season was cut short by a shoulder injury. So now a team looking for a veteran cornerback might be in the market for Casey Hayward. So we'll keep an eye on that. News out of Arizona. I think the Baker and management are trying to kiss and make up. Cardinals GM Monty Osenfort keeps talking with Buda Baker, and he's trying to keep everything, you know, under wraps, not getting it to the media. They're trying to keep Buda in Arizona despite him wanting a trade. Now, a week removed from Cardinals safety Buda Baker's request for a trade, surfacing, the All-Pro remains on the roster and in high regard with the front office. First-year general manager Monty Osenfort said he has engaged in discussions with Baker and his representation, but intends on keeping those talks in-house. Myself, head coach Jonathan Gannon, we've had a lot of conversations with Buda and his representation. A lot of productive conversations, and those continue to happen. So I think they're going to try to keep Buda in-house. All right? I think he went public to get it done. He's extremely competitive, and he wants to play for a winner. So I don't know, at the end of the day, as much lobbying they're doing, as much massaging they're doing, if it's all going to pan out, because at the end of the day, I'll be very honest with you, Buda's an uncappy camp, but Buda Baker wants out. So don't be surprised if you see a draft day trade package with Buda Baker on draft day when things like that do happen. Because a team will be more inclined to get him for a draft pick, and obviously the Cardinals at some point will take whatever draft value they can get instead of having him, you know, sit there, be disgruntled, and then leave in free agency. And he signed a good contract with Arizona. And I think they generally do like Buda Baker. But boy, I tell you, Buda Baker's an all-pro. He could play for a lot of teams. Plug and play right now. So we'll see where that ends up. Now, here's another little interesting tidbit as far as free agency. We talked about it yesterday. Purdy is adamant. Yeah, Buda Baker, I hear, wants to be an Eagle. And if there's anybody who'll make that trade for Buda Baker, it's Howie Roseman, the GM of the Eagles. So keep an eye on that. And they also lost their safety from last year. Johnson, whatever. He had a double name. God, I can't remember his name right now. But he signed in free agency elsewhere. So Buda would be a good fit for Philadelphia, even though I'm a big-time Cowboy. You know? Was it Quincy Gardner-Johnson or Gardner-Webb or something like that? But anyway, he did sign with the Lions, correct. So that there's a void there that Philadelphia could fill. So let's see where that goes. Maybe they pull the trigger on draft day. Maybe Philadelphia is one of those teams that pull the trigger on draft day for Buda Baker. We'll see. But now, yesterday, mentioned it to Purdy. He got all up in arms. Got, you know, because he doesn't want to, you know, he is to the Miami Dolphins with Tom Brady playing quarterback there, as I am to the Los Angeles Lakers watching LeBron wear purple and gold. But I told you the rumors aren't going away. And here we are again today with more innuendo and more rumors. As a matter of fact, we got NFL Network's Jason McCourty, who actually played with Brady. So he has a familiarity with Tom. And he says, listen, there's something there. Because Tom didn't say no when he was asked about coming out of retirement to play for the Dolphins. So I'm telling you, there's something swirling here. Mr. Producer, let's go to that clip right now from Network with Jason McCourty. Dolphin fans, listen out. Patriot fans, listen out. It might not be over for Brady.
Anthem
yes,
today.
Yes, a lot of LMFAO.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Before we kick things off, and Tom Brady's going to set the table for us, raised a few eyebrows at an event yesterday in Miami, and once again on the table is a question of the word retirement.
Spending a lot of time in Miami, now you call it home. By chance, is there any chance that you're coming out of retirement and playing for the Finns?
Oh, man. I know, honestly.
I'm just saying, you got to...
I will say, now that I'm not affiliated with any team anymore, and even though I have strong ties with a couple teams, I do have some friends on the Dolphins that I really like. So I wouldn't say I necessarily root for them all the time, but I root for my friends to do well, and several of them play for Miami.
Tom Brady could have done us all a big favor and just said no, but he won't do it. He won't do it. Instead, he has to plot out there that he has friends on all the teams, specifically with the Dolphins. Jason, what do you make of this?
Well, what I loved is he started off and said, well, now that I'm no longer affiliated with any teams, he made sure that there was going to be no tampering, because that kind of derailed the possible plans of him going to Miami a little while ago. But he didn't say he was coming back playing. Listen, Tom Brady is a smart guy. He's at a tech conference. I'm sure he has some new thing coming out that he's invested in. And this made headlines. We're playing this clip on Good Morning Football. It was all over social media. I do not think Tom Brady is making a return. Yes, he has friends in Miami. I can't believe he'll be rooting for him, though. The Patriots, Miami, same division. I don't really know if there's much to go there. But I do not see Tom making a return. I think he is truly retired. I think he has moved on. He is doing tech conferences. He's hanging out with the family. He's on the beach throwing the football around with all of his favorite targets. Those are the things that he is enjoying. He's given us a ton of football. I'm excited for him. Tom, go get the dad bod. Go enjoy life. Yes, exactly. Right? You know, don't stay skinny. Go ahead and gain that weight. Drink some beer. Have a blast.
So, that's a former teammate saying he doesn't read anything into it. But again, here we are 2 days, 3 days later, and it continues to swirl. I was surprised Brady was at another tech conference, considering the whole FTX fallout and all that. That's what he was all caught up in. I mean, you had another tech conference? Wow. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, what's going on with the deal with the Ravens and Lamar Jackson? Ah, boy. The plot thickens. He hasn't signed. He has not signed. Now, as of a couple of days ago, the latest Lamar Jackson offer compares to Jalen Hurts' contract. It's comparable. And Hurts is now the highest paid player in the NFL thanks to his new 5-year contract extension worth $255 million. Now, you know, he's come off a Super Bowl and all of that, but Lamar's been a unanimous MVP. Lamar brings a lot to the table in his own right, too. And if you look at the contract offers, and text, I'm doing this for you so you can get caught up. The Ravens offer to Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts' new contract is complicated, but clarity. Hurts, $179.3 million guaranteed for injury. Lamar's, $175 million guaranteed for injury. $200 million becomes guaranteed for skill, injury cap in March 2026, so $175 million is guaranteed, and that could become $200 million guaranteed. I don't know what Lamar is dollar whining for. You know from the Deshaun Watson contract, the NFL has been up in arms. Okay? And this is almost what Lamar's asking for. Jackson had reportedly been seeking a fully guaranteed contract. The closest the Ravens had come to that was an offer of a five-year, $250 million deal with guarantees that could rise as high as $200 million. That deal reportedly included $133 million guaranteed signing, a total of $175 million guaranteed in case of injury, with $25 million more guaranteed if Jackson remained on the roster in 2026. Hurts' deal reportedly includes $110 million guaranteed at signing, with $175 million guaranteed for injury. Well, Lamar, they've given you some concessions over Hurts in what you get at signing. And you're really going to haggle for $4 million guaranteed? I'm taking that $175 guaranteed, and I'm doing what I need to do. Like, real talk. I don't get it. I don't get it. So I think Lamar's posturing, but I think it will get done. I think Baltimore, with the recent free agent addition of Odell Beckham Jr. and looking to add in the draft, I think Lamar needs to get that contract signed and get in there. At some point, it's not going to be on that table for too long. You cannot keep going back to the well as far as playing on the guarantee. I mean, on the franchise tag. You can only do that twice. And then you got to, you know, take. I agree with you, Texter. Lamar may hold himself out of the league. At some point, they need to get him signed. And if 179 is guaranteed to Hurts, I'll take the 175 that you're going to guarantee to me, and we're going to keep it moving. All right. As I get ready to get you to the break, and you know we got the final 10 today, like I told you, breakdown of the NFL draft. What's more likely to occur? Because, you know, next weekend we go into the draft mode from Thursday. Okay? So, yeah. We definitely got to keep an eye out on some potential last-minute posturing moves and potential trade moves, because this is where teams now play strategy. They'll put out more lies and innuendos to think, you know, make you think they're picking someone that they don't have no interest in picking, just to protect who they really want. Nordy, if they start making adjustments to that Miami front line, we could see Brady's shirts in Nassau. Dolphin fan right there. And you already doing the math, right, Texter? You got the offensive line built up. You got the running backs to go with it. You got the receivers. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Leave the man retired. Leave him retired. But, so we'll definitely have that conversation as far as the draft goes. So before we get to that, let me hit you up with who I like tonight in the NBA. And, of course, there's some great games lined up tonight. You got three to work with. You got the Celtics and the Hawks. I like the Celtics to go up 3-0 in this series. I like them to win tonight. I like the Cavaliers and the Knicks. You know what? I'm going to go with the Cavaliers to get it done tonight. I think Mitchell has got some fire in his eyes, some Mamba mentality going on. I'll tell you nothing from the Knicks either. And Randall and that crew. I just think Mitchell and the Cavs get it done tonight. I like the Nuggets to go up 3-0 over the Timberwolves. All right? And I would play this as a parlay. I would bet it, set it, and forget it right with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. Check out the sports book. And remember, the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. But yeah, man, that's a good little three-team parlay for you right there. And you could do some things. All right. So, with that being said, we got the final 10 lined up. We're going to get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, Rich Eisen will be taking us home, all right? But as you get into this weekend, enjoy it, people. If you're heading to Exuma, enjoy Regatta. If that's your thing, love yourself. Enjoy the new national sport. Do it responsibly. Do it safely, all right? And if you're hearing new problems, enjoy the weekend, whatever you get into. But just do it responsibly and safely. And listen, we don't need no more robbing, shooting, killing, and illing, all right? Keep your brain in gear, engage your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion, and that way you avoid a big commotion, all right? And always remember, guns don't kill people. Stupid people with guns kill people. And we as a community collectively need to, you know, identify the stupid individuals and protect the community. A few bad apples can't spoil a whole bunch, all right? Meditate on that, marinate on that for a minute. Have a great weekend, Bahamas, and be good. And if you can't be good at it. Lord spill life. We'll see you Monday right back here for, you know, the Monday edition of Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Everybody who chimed in today, called in today, good stuff, man. Enjoy your weekend. Quick break, flip side of the break. Rich Eisen will be taking us home with the final 10. Keep it right where you got it.
I had got prostate cancer. My family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road, going down Village Road, going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Chevrolet.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Okay, Christopher Brockman, let's get the NFL Films music. Thank you, Jay Felly. What do you got over there,
Here
Chris?
Here we go. Happy Friday. Let's get right to it. What's more likely? Quarterbacks go first, second, and third,
yes,
or Will Levis will be on the board when the Patriots pick at 14.
I'll go Will Levis on the board at 14 is more likely. And I know Joel Klatt was here saying he thinks that screen with the Texans at 2 and Stroud, and that somebody's going to trade up with Arizona for
maybe.
I don't know, man. I'm landing more in the camp now of what Albert Breer said about a week on prior to the draft, talking about the draft. It also helps me with prep. So,
Rich, I know you prep 24/7.
I am more in the camp of what Breer said, is that we in the media are evaluating these quarterbacks differently than what the NFL might evaluate them as. Yeah. So I'll say more than likely that Levis is available when the Patriots are there at 14 than 1, 2, and 3. Now, it obviously could be in the middle that Levis is gone,
yeah,
and that there is a 1, 2, and 3, and Levis is one of the top three, but I don't think it'll go in a row to start the draft.
I still think 1 through 4 are all going to be quarterbacks.
Well, that would be something else.
We'll see. Okay. Good answer, Rich.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, all right, what's more likely?
What's more likely? We'll not hear that again during this conversation, or we will hear that again?
I think we'll hear it again.
Okay.
The non,
you're so sunny.
The non-offensive player, non-quarterback to get selected first. Bijan or any wide receiver? Look at some of the
I would have answered. So you're taking offensive tackles off the board here.
Yes, I'm talking about skill players. Bijan.
Okay, because non-quarter, they're also a non-quarterback.
I understand.
Tell me a tackling and a skill.
Because I will say this. I'll give you something. I will go wide receiver. Goes first over Bijan. It's just the whole running back thing just drives me a little crazy about how you don't need one to be a game changer. Okay. I don't believe that. Or you can find your game-changing running back later in the draft. I got you.
Yeah.
But somebody, I believe Bijan's on our show next week before
nice.
I leave town. Can't wait to chit-chat with him. I hear he is just a delight. But I still think it's a wide receiver, and I'll go you one better. I think we're going to hear two tackles off the board before we hear any other, if you will, skilled position player on the offensive side go. It'll be quarterbacks. Then two offensive linemen before we hear our first wide receiver name.
Ah, interesting.
Prior to Bijan. That's the way I'm going. How about that?
All right.
Boy, I'm just spitting details.
Hey, hot fire.
You know why I'm doing this? Because I'm prepped. What else? What do you got?
All right, let's go to defense.
Yes, sir.
Who's more likely to be the first defender selected? Will Anderson or Jalen Carter?
Will Anderson. I still think Will Anderson, to use the Mayock phrase, is considered cleaner off the field. Be that as it may. Fair or not, I think it's Will Anderson before Jalen Carter. That's more likely. But next week is just going to be a total reshuffling of the deck in terms of narratives. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's the other way around once we finally get to rubber meeting draft road. But I'll take Will Anderson. What else you got over there, Chris?
All right. We don't know what these two teams are doing. They're meeting with everybody. They're sitting right there at 7 and 11. Talking Raiders, Titans.
They're taking and making calls, right? They're doing both.
They're taking and making. They're doing all that. Visits. They're doing everything.
Yep.
Hosting dinners. Who's more likely to shock us by moving up to draft a quarterback? Raiders or Titans?
Ooh. Good one, Chris. I'll go Raiders being aggressive. Oh, wait a minute. The Titans. I mean, I could also see the Raiders go, we got Jimmy G here, and we'll deal with this later, another draft or whatever. I'll go Raiders. I just think they'll surprise people and move up. That'll be the bigger surprise because Tennessee, everyone thinks, well, they've got to, right?
Kind of.
I'll go Raiders. 11. I'll go Raiders.
7-3, maybe, to take Richardson?
Move on before I decide differently.
Oh, Rich Eisen. Okay, Rich, last year?
Yes.
9 first-round trades. 9. Monster first-round last year. So what's more likely to be the higher total? This year's first-round trades or Aaron Judge home runs the time of the draft?
Oh, you're going back to the well.
Okay.
Judge is at 6 bombs right now.
All rise.
Higher total? I'll go, you know what? Because I'm feeling it. I'll go Judge home runs. Yeah.
Going to have a good week.
This total is higher. It's further, and it is goner. Yeah, yeah. The Judge total is going to be higher.
All right.
By the way, you said what's more likely first, Judge hitting 10 home runs or Rodgers becomes a Jet. Down the stretch we come, Chris.
Here we go.
It's neck and neck, pal.
Yeah, baby.
It is neck and neck. It is a tight one. I think I chose Rodgers, right?
I think Judge might win, pal. Wow, I mean, that's a YP.
Sorry, folks. Or a JP.
Good one.
It's a JP.
All right,
last one. Higher total, more likely.
Mm-hmm.
Concluded NBA playoff series. Or wide receivers taken in the first round?
Higher total. Concluded NBA playoff series by draft day or wide receivers taken in the first round? Let me see. This is interesting. Let me hammer it out. Boston and Atlanta will be over by then. Sixers and Nets will be over by then.
Yep.
I think Clippers and Suns will be over by then because they play every other day. That's three. Minnesota-Denver is four. What's my choice again?
Or wide receivers taken in the first round.
I will go playoff series over.
So you think at least you think half will be over by
draft
night?
I do. I do. I mean, yeah. I do. That's a good one. That's a real good one. On Friday's show next week, we let's revisit that.
I was thinking about that.
Okay, that's a real good one. Okay.
All right. What's more likely? There you go.
Okay, very good. One more. All right, we'll get one more.
Do you have one more, Chris? Oh, wait a minute. I do.
Oh,
what? We're script flipping here. Script flipping.
I was caught off guard there.
Table turning.
Hey.
Whoa.
Chris, I've got one for you.
Hey.
What's more likely? Put it up on the screen. The Patriots draft a skill position player at 14 or trade down to take someone you've never heard of. And I, by the way, I kind of dig Belichick sitting there with Nike on the right. Well done, Smitch, for that photograph. Beautiful Nike the dog. Famous by the 2020 draft. What do you got?
I mean, I know what I want them to do.
What is more... Excuse me. Now you're in the position I'm in every single week. What's more likely? The Patriots choose a skill position player, meaning a running back, quarterback, wide receiver at 14... or trade down and take somebody you've never heard of.
All right, so hold on.
And by the way, they could trade down to take someone you have heard of.
That's true. Hold on. Do the Pats have a second-round pick? They don't.
They're trading out.
It's more likely they're going to trade down, maybe get a second pick, add a fourth or fifth later on.
Yeah, yeah.
And just get more picks.
Yeah.
When they should just take Bijan!
He might not be there. So what do you got? Which is it?
It's more likely to trade down.
Very good. And then take someone you've never heard of.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, no, there's two choices. How funny is it when I turn the tables on him?
Oh, they pick 46.
He's trying
overall.
To find, you know, let me choose choice C or D or E. No, there's two choices, A or B.
That's it.
They do have a second rounder.
All right.
They don't have a third rounder.
Good stuff.
Whatever.
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.